AP Sports. I'm Mike Reeves. With Selection Sunday less than a week away, some college basketball teams wrapped up regular season play on Sunday, while others punched their ticket to the NCAA tournament. We start with men's top 25 regular season action at Purdue, where the third-ranked Boilermakers took on Wisconsin. Here's correspondent Tom McCabe.
The Zach Edey era at Purdue's Mackey Arena ended in a 78-70 win over Wisconsin, and the 7-foot center led the way for the Boilermakers with 25 points and 14 rebounds as Purdue held off a second-half Badger comeback attempt.
We have a lot of guys that can just like really lock in down the stretch. I think that's kind of the difference between good teams and great teams. Like we have closers. Like everybody wants to take a shot at the end of the game. Everybody wants the ball in their hands at the end of the game. Like no one's scared of the moment. I think that's kind of leads to separation at the end of the games.
The Big Ten champ Boilermakers head into the conference tournament at 28-3. Wisconsin is 19-12, but has lost three of its last four.
Also in the Big Ten, number 12 Illinois won at Iowa 73-61. Three teams qualified for the NCAA tournament by claiming conference tournament titles on Sunday. Drake defeated Indiana State in the Missouri Valley Conference Final. Stetson got past Austin Peay in the Atlantic Sun, and Longwood beat UNC Asheville in the Big South. On the women's side, South Carolina improved their record to 32-0 after downing LSU 79-72 for the SEC tournament title. The game was marred by a fourth quarter fight that saw four South Carolina players ejected, along with two from LSU. Iowa won the Big Ten tournament, getting 34 points from Caitlin Clark in a 94-89 overtime win over Nebraska. 30 of those points for Clark came in the second half and in overtime. Clark finished the game 5 of 17 from three-point range. Notre Dame beat North Carolina State for the ACC championship, and USC down to Stanford for the Pac-12 title. NBA, the Bucks were in Los Angeles to play the Clippers. Our Mark Myers has the story.
Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo combined to score 69 points to lift the Bucks to a 124-117 road win over the Clippers. Coach Doc Rivers is glad the two superstars are on his side.
I just think the combination, I don't even look at them as one. I think the combination of them is what creates all the action.
Lillard scored 16 points in the fourth quarter to finish with 35, while Antetokounmpo had 34. Norman Powell came off the bench to score 26 to lead the Clips, who were without All-Stars Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. Milwaukee takes the two-game series with the Clippers 2-0.
The Pelicans defeated the Hawks 116-103. It was Wizards 110, Heat 108, Pacers 111, Magic 97, Rockets 112, Kings 104. The Knicks welcomed in the 76ers. Correspondent Mike Mancuso has this report.
The Philadelphia 76ers snapped a three-game losing streak with a 79-73 win over the Knicks. The game was an offensive struggle featuring turnovers, terrible shooting, and a few technical fouls. But Sixers coach Nick Nurse was pleased that his team was able to hold the Knicks to the lowest point total in the NBA this season.
We were physical. We were doing everything we were supposed to do. We turned them over 20-plus times. We were fighting like heck for rebounds against a team that really rebounds. And basically, we were just fighting.
Jalen Brunson had 19 for the Knicks, who shot 32%. They've dropped 9 of 13 and sit at 37-27. The Sixers, 36-28.
The Nets won at Cleveland, 120-101. The Thunder stayed atop the Western Conference with a 124-93 win over the Grizzlies, and the Lakers got past the Timberwolves, 120-109. Off the court, the league has fined Minnesota center Rudy Gobert $100,000 two days after he implied referee Scott Foster was not calling games fairly, and further suggesting that gambling is having a detrimental impact on the outcome of games. Coming up, results from the NHL, PGA, and NASCAR, as well as NFL news. On the ice Sunday, Connor McDavid scored twice and added an assist in the Oilers' 4-0 win at Pittsburgh. Matt Boldy scored in overtime to lift the Wild past the Predators 4-3. Chicago beat Arizona 7-4. The Islanders won at Anaheim 6-1. The Flames were in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes, and it was all Carolina, as correspondent Dennis Cox explains.
The Carolina Hurricanes jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the first period and never looked back, defeating the visiting Calgary Flames 7-2. Defenseman Jalen Chatfield said there's been more excitement in the locker room since the team acquired forwards Jake Guentzel and Evgeny Kuznetsov last week at the NHL trade deadline.
It's a big part of the year, and to pick up those two guys is it's huge for our team. And like you said, or like he said, a lot of energy for us.
Leading 2-0 after the first period, Carolina would get back-to-back goals from Chatfield and Andrei Svechnikov to take a 4-0 lead just a minute and 15 seconds into the second frame. 11 players registered points for Carolina, led by Svechnikov and Sebastian Aho, who each had a goal and two assists.
NFL News, a person familiar with the details, told the Associated Press that quarterback Russell Wilson has agreed to sign a one-year deal with the Steelers. Baker Mayfield is staying with the Buccaneers, agreeing to a 3-year contract, according to a person familiar with the deal. And the Patriots are trading quarterback Mac Jones to the Jaguars, again, according to someone with knowledge of the decision. Scottie Scheffler won the PGA's Arnold Palmer Invitational, and Christopher Bell won the NASCAR event in Phoenix. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.